And Nun Aleph Amid Beis, 51b4. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the end of the page of 102. 102. Next page. 10 lines to the bottom of the page. Okay, in the Schattenstein is 51b4. Okay, the Gemara is going back to an argument that existed between Abaye and Rava, one of the more famous arguments in the Gemara, and that is what's called Kedushin Shleinim Seru Lebiya. If somebody does Kedushin with a woman that it's impossible to have relations with. So, there was an argument between Abaye and Rava if it's good Kedushin or if it's not good Kedushin, and so on. So, okay, Abaye says it's a good Kedushin, Rava says it's not a good Kedushin. Okay? Now, the Gemara is trying to, in the last page, trying to ask questions on the different opinions to find out what the real halacha is. But until now, there are cases like a guy did Kedushin with one of two women who were sisters. And he didn't know which one he did the Kedushin with. So now he can't live with one because maybe she's the sister's wife. And then he can't live with the other, maybe she's the sister's wife. So the Gemara answered a whole bunch of different answers. But Toshma, the Gemara asks a different question. Come, I'll prove to you that Abaye that says it's a good Kedushin is right. He said like this, Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achias. This is this din we're up to now. A guy did Kedusha with one of two sisters. That means there are two sisters standing there, Rachel and Leah. He comes over to one of them and he says, Areat Mukdashisli. Now he doesn't remember which one he married. Which one he gave Kedusha to. Now the question is, what is the din? Nason get Lazev and get Lazev. He has to give each one a get. Now, he comes over to Rachel and Leah. We need to take this case a little slow because what's going to come up in the Gemara is going to... A guy comes over to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, and he says to one, to both of them, one of you are Mekudeshes to me. He doesn't remember which one, and they don't know which one. Okay, they don't know which one. Huh? The father did it for them. Okay? Now, he can't marry Rachel because maybe Leah is his wife, and then Rachel would be Leah's sister. He can't marry Leah because maybe Leah is Rachel's sister, and he can't marry his wife's sister. So therefore, the din is he has to divorce both of them. He has to give a get to Rachel and to Leah. Now, which means that the Kedushin is valid, and therefore he needs to give a get. But according to Rava, that says, Kedushin Shleinim Seru Lebiya, meaning, Kedushin that you cannot live with a woman, is not a valid Kedushin. Why does he need to give a get to either of them? It's not a valid Kedushin, period. Because he can't live with each woman, because each one is a doubt. Maybe it's the other one's sister. Maybe it's his wife's sister. So the fact that it says that you need to give a get to both shows it's a valid Kedushin, and therefore you need to give a get. But according to Rava, it shouldn't be a good Kedushin at all.
Is it different than a coin marriage and a divorce?
No, over there it's valid because it's not capital punishment. If a coin marries a divorcee, she still needs a proper get. Because the Kedushin is valid. Huh? Yeah, we're not talking about the question is this a married woman now? Okay.
In this case, he could divorce them and remarry one of them, right?
No.
Why not?
Because your wife's sister, you can't marry even if after you divorce your wife. The Torah says, Isha l'achayse l'sikach l'tzrur l'galith ervasa Allah b'chayeha. That means if you divorce your wife, you still can't marry your sister. Now, if he's giving both of these people get the two women gets, because maybe Rachel is his wife, and then he's going to marry Leah, so he's marrying Rachel's sister. Or maybe Leah is his wife, and then he's going to marry Leah's sister, so he can't do it.
Why does she get one of the
No. No, because maybe the one you're giving a get to is the real wife, and then this is your wife's sister, and you can't marry your wife's sister. Even after you divorce her, you can't. Okay, so the Gemara is answering now what the Gemara answered along the way. The case over here is like this. When he did Kedushin, he knew which one it was. And then he forgot. Then they got mixed up. So because at the time he did the Kedushin, he knew which one it was, that one he can marry. So the Kedushin is valid. Now he forgot, or they got mixed up, and he doesn't know which one's which. So now he has to divorce both of them. But at one time it was a valid Kedushin. You're right. Rav says, if you never knew which one was the sisters, it's not a good Kedushin. Because you can't marry either of them. Right? But now the Gemara is answering, no, he knew. At the time he did it, he knew who it was. Then they forgot. And it says, Deikonami, I'll even prove it to you. Diktani, because the Braises uses the expression, Eina Yedea, he doesn't know. And the Braises doesn't say, Eina Yedua, it's not known. Not known means you never knew. He doesn't know means now he doesn't know which one it was. But at one time, he did know which one it was. Quran 102, right now we're like 7 lines in the bottom of the page. So the Gemara says, Yochim Ayla Memra. So if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Of course it's a good Kedushin. So Gemara says, you need it because of the Sefer Itzrachle, you need it because of the end of the Mishnah, of life. Now this is a really crazy case. Again, what's the case? A guy comes over to two women and says, one of you are Mekudeshes to me, and he doesn't know which one. Okay? Now, what happens if before he gave a get to them, he died? And he has a brother. So now, there's a question of Yibum. He didn't give him a get yet, and he died before he gave the get. So now, these women need either Yibum or Chalitza to allow them to get married to somebody else. And he has one brother. So the din is Chalitz l'shneihem. He has to do Chalitza with both of them. Because there's a din. The Chachamim said, you can't marry, not only can you not marry two sisters, but a woman that you have to do Chalitza or Libum with, you can't marry her sister either. Why? Rabbinically. Because it looks like marrying two sisters. Even though it's only Yibum that you have to marry or Chalitza, but it was called Zekuka. As long as you didn't do Chalitza or Yibum yet, you can't marry them. So therefore, what does he have to do? The brother has to give Chalitza to two sisters. Because he can't marry them. Hayulu Shnayim. Now, what happens if this guy, the deceased, had two brothers? Okay? So the din is like this. Echot chelitz ve'echot miyabim. One of the brothers could do chalitza with one of the sisters, and then the other brother could marry the other one as yibum.
How do you pick each? The older one, of course.
It doesn't matter, either way. Normally the older one would first do the chalitza. And the Gemara is going to say, dafka disorder. You need to do chalitza first. Okay? So it's, the guy got in the kedusha with Rachel and Leah. Okay, now, whatever his name is, Yankel. Okay? Now Yankel died. And he has two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So what do we do now with these two sisters? So Reuven does chalitza to Rachel. And Shimon then, if he wants, can marry Leah.
That's because two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters?
No. That's it's nothing to do with this. That the Gemara never talks about. Oh. That's from Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Okay. According to the Gemara, two brothers can marry two sisters.
Cannot?
Could.
Rabbi Yudah Chassid says not to do it?
Rabbi Yudah Chassid says not to, unless if they live in different cities.
I know people have done it.
I know, and they lived in different cities. have just a nephew. His brother, him and his brother married two sisters, but they're not living in the same city. Fitzy Lips goes like that.
Really?
Shalom Bayit,
yeah? No, whatever. It's more Kabbalistic. Anyway, what happens in Kodmu V'Konsu? What happens if both brothers went ahead though and did Yibum? The halacha is first you have to do Chalitza. One brother can do Chalitza, and the other brother can do Yibum with the second wife. What happens? They didn't ask a Shaila. Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. So the din is, even though they weren't allowed to do it, Ein Metzien Eisem Miyodam. But you cannot, they don't have to get divorced. Why? Because it's only Lechatchila Rabbanon said not to do it. Because it's ending up marrying the sister of the one that you were supposed to do Yibum with. Or that you needed to do Yibum. Lepel in this case, because it's only Xeder of the Rabbanon, and Lepel, both brothers ended up doing Yibum. So if you're married, you can stay married. There are certain cases like this, by the way, in Halacha, that the Chacham say you're not allowed to get married. But if they do, they stay married. In certain times, Moshe, even a Kohen marries a Gerusha, he's not allowed to, so he has to divorce her. If you marry somebody you're not allowed to, halachically you have to divorce. But there's certain things that the Chacham said you shouldn't get married, and if they ended up doing it, then they don't get divorced. There's a number of cases that come to mind. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos that says, Uberes Chaveirei, Oymeniket Chaveirei. A lot of people don't even know this din, by the way, it's a Mishnah. If a guy is, if a husband dies and his wife is pregnant, she cannot marry another man.
3 months.
Until she gives birth.
Until she gives birth. Oh. But, not only until she has to give birth, there's a din was called Minekes Chaveirei, that a woman, in the olden time, nursed for 24 months. See, some parts come right today, it's less, but in the time of the Gemara, women nursed for 24 months. Now, therefore, if a man dies, and he leaves over a wife with a baby 5 months old, come again, the olden times people died young, I mean, it wasn't so uncommon. That woman cannot marry another man until the baby's 24 months. Why? Because she is obligated to her first husband to nurse this baby. If she gets pregnant, she's going to have to stop nursing the baby. Or she won't be able to nurse two babies, whatever the situation is. And she's, so to speak, not stealing. I won't use the word stealing. She's taking away from the first husband. Depriving. Never, so the thing is, he can't get married. But if they get married, they stay married.
It's a halacha not to do that?
Huh?
It's a halacha not to do
that. It's a din shel narach. Today, Rav Meir a tshuva that because women don't nurse 2 years, they nurse 18 months, so he's matter after 18 months. But even that, not everybody agrees with that. Some say 24 months, 24 months, and that's it. Or you have another case. A kohen cannot marry. Those are two cases, Muberes Chaveirei and Menekes Chaveirei, that the Mishnah in Yevamos says, you can't marry them, but if for whatever reason you got married, you don't have to divorce them. Then there's another case, let's say, if a Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman whose father is a Goy. A Kohen, huh? A Kohen cannot marry a woman whose father is a Goy. What happens if he did? He doesn't have to divorce her.
And the kids are not chalalim?
No.
But
can stay married to her and son. Or, another din, it says, a Kohen, 1 minute. A Kohen cannot marry a girl whose both parents are Gedim. If both parents are Gedim, a Kohen cannot marry the daughter. What happens if he did? Nothing. He's married, kosher, everything's fine.
If one is Ger, is a Ger, there's no problem.
One is Ger, there's no problem.
Does he lose his Kohenim?
No. No.
Is that Al Midrabanim?
Yeah. So, same thing over here. But the Gemara says now, Dafke Michlis Vahadu Yevumin. This is only the case if the first one did Chalitza Reuven, did chalitza with Leah, with Rachel, then he does the yibum. Aval yibume v'hadem michlitz. What happens if one brother, though, it should not, the Brisa says, should not first do yibum, and then the second brother do chalitza? Why? Because the kapoga ba'achay sukukosei. He might be transgressing the rabbinic decree of marrying the sister of the one that he has to do chalitza with. Because we don't know which girl was married, Rachel or Leah. Right? So therefore, it might be that he doesn't have to do yibum with this girl. Maybe with Rachel, maybe with Leah, because we don't know which one it is. And he might be marrying still the wife, the sister of the one that he has to do yibum with. And we don't know which one he has to do yibum with. So therefore, the chatchili cannot marry it. So this is, the Gemara is answering the original question. The Gemara asked the question, it says, a guy does kedusha with one or two sisters, he doesn't know which one it is, he has to give both a get. So it's a question on Rava. According to Rava, this shouldn't even be a good kedusha to begin with, because he can't marry the girls, because each one might be the sister of the one he... So therefore, it's not a valid... According to Rava, it shouldn't be a valid kedusha. So why does the Braisa say you give both a get? So it seems to be like a bayah that it is a valid kedushin. So the Gemara answers no, because when he did the kedushin, he knew which one it was. Then he forgot. So the Gemara says, of course. I mean, I don't need a Braisa, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, the purpose of the Braisa is for the case with chalitza. The reason it's mentioning this whole thing is, but really, Rava says, over here the case is the guy knew which girl he did kedushin with. And therefore it's kedushin which he could live with her. Then he forgot, he doesn't remember which one it was, or they started looking more alike, whatever, the identical twins, whatever. So therefore it's not a valid kedushin. I mean, it's a valid kedushin, because at the time he did the kedushin he knew which one it was, and therefore he has to give both of them again.
He didn't know because he was too drunk.
If he's so drunk, like light, then... No, if a guy is drunk like light, any of his actions are completely invalid. No, if you read, that's what it says. Anyone that reached shikruse shalait, the drunkenness of light, any of his actions are invalid. He does kedushin, it's not valid, he makes a vow, it's not valid. Nothing he does is valid.
But I thought Lloyd wasn't completely drunk.
He was.
But Bekuma wasn't drunk.
No, Bekuma, because he knew what happened the first night. Okay. Touch me. What?
According to Rava, it says kedushin is not a kedushin without a beer.
That if it's not fit for beer, right.
Well, it's not fit, or they have to have it?
No.
Well, it has to be
Mesur and Labia. Okay. He has to be able, halachically, to be able to live with her. It doesn't have to be now. Like, for instance, if a guy does kedushin with a woman who's nida, so she has to go to the mikveh first.
Right.
But it's still called kedushin, because technically when she goes to the mikveh, he can live with her. Here you have a case, because he doesn't know which sister it was, he can't marry any of them, because each one might be the sister of the one that he really did the kedushin to. And you're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister.
So that's what happened to Yaakov Avinu, today's
Well, that's the whole question. How did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters?
No, if he thought this is Rachel, and he was actually marrying Leah, but somebody just said it's not valid.
Why?
You just said if his machshava was on the other person.
Not machshava was on the other person. Here he doesn't know which one it was, so he can't live with each or either of them, because each one might be the sister of the one he really did kedushin to. Yaakov married two sisters, for whatever reason, because it was before Matan Torah. Even though he kept the whole Torah, according to many opinions. But their explanation is how he married two sisters. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of explanations.
So technically now, if there is something like that, like he wanted to marry Rachel, but he gave him Leah, is that valid?
Correct.
But
Yaakov agreed to the Shidduch afterwards.
He agreed afterwards.
Right. Yeah, if a guy, one of the reasons, it's interesting, we don't do it that minig, but I've seen by some people, you know, they do it, but the chosin goes, right, to do badekanish, to cover the bride. One of the reasons, why does he go? To make sure that's the girl, okay? I've seen And not by Tumah, but I've seen a number of times that before they do Kedushin under the Chuppah, the Rav picks up the Kala's veil, that he should look at the Chosin, I mean the Kala, make sure it's nobody switched in the middle, and then they do the Kedushin. We don't do that. But I've seen it done. Okay, if you think this case is bad, now listen to this one. Toshma Akam, I'll prove it again. Shnayim shekidu kidshu shtei achis. Two men came over to two sisters. Until now, there was one guy came over to two sisters. Two guys came over to two sisters, and each one did one of them, and nobody remembers which one did which girl. Reuven and Shimon went over to Rachel and Leah. Okay, Reuven did one girl, Shimon did the other girl with Kedushin. Yeah? And now nobody remembers who did what. Anyway, so the din is Zeh Neisen Shnei Gittin, Vizeh Shneisen Shnei. They don't know. What do they know? Huh?
Are they all drinking?
They were covered with their faces. Each man has to give two gets. That means Reuven, because we don't know which man married which woman, right? So therefore Reuven has to give Rachel and Leah get, because maybe it was Rachel, maybe it was Leah. And Shimon has to give a get to Rachel and Leah too, because maybe we don't know which one's his wife or which one's his wife. So the women end up getting two gittin each. Okay, each man gives two git. So the question is, again the same question. According to Rava, it's the same question. According to Rava, it shouldn't be a valid Kedushin because nobody can be with anybody because maybe it's the sister of the wife that he really did the Kedushin with. So why is it a good Kedushin according to Rava? And again, the Gemara answers the same answer. It's the same case. First, they knew who it was. In other words, at the time they did the Kedushin, Reuven knew who he did it to, Shimon knew who he did it to, and then they got all mixed up, and nobody knows anything anymore anyway. So the Gemara says, and again, the same thing. Deikonam, I'll even prove it to you. Viktani, it says, in the Brais, again, Eini Yodea, he doesn't know. Mean, not that it's not known. It one time, at the time he did the Kedushin, it was known who did it. For like Tane and Yadua, Shmami, no, it's a good proof. The Gemara says that it means that they at one time he knew and then they didn't know. So again, the Gemara asks, Yochi Maila Memra. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, it's a good Kedushin because everybody knew who they did it with. So the Gemara says, Sefer Itzvichle, we need it for the end of the Braisa. And if you think the other case was crazy, that one guy died, right, and one brother, he has to do chalitza to both, and he has two brothers, one can do chalitza, one can marry. Here you're dealing with two guys with two brothers. And each one, okay. Mace, what happens if this guy dies, in other words, both of the men died. It says mace, but it means plural. Reuven died, Shimon died. Lezeach, Lezeach. Reuven has a brother and Shimon has a brother. By the way, Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. Right? Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven and Shimon are two yokels off the street.
But each one has a brother.
Yeah, now.
Why didn't the Gemara say
Mesu? That says Mace, because each one Mace. You're right, it should say Mesu, but it says Mace. Well, Lezeach, Lezeach. Reuven has a brother and Shimon has a brother. Now again, we don't know who to do what with? So the din is zechel tzeshteyam v'zechel tzeshteyam. Each brother has to do chalitza to both wives, to both women, because he doesn't know which one's his wife. Reuven, maybe his wife is Rachel, so he has to do chalitza to Rachel. Maybe Leah is his wife, so the brother of Reuven, and then the brother of Shimon has to do chalitza to both because we don't know who's whom. Now starts another case.
This is not only
one second. L'ze'echon l'ze'shnayim. What happens if Reuven died, he had one brother, and Shimon died, and he has two brothers? Okay? So they didn't think this. Ha'echad, the one brother, the lone brother, he's chaylis to shteyim. He has to give chalitza to both. Again, like we said before, we don't know who's the wife. Who's the, he has to do chalitza to both. Vashnayim and the two left from the other brother. Yeah. Echad chaylis ve'echad miyabim. One first has to do chalitza. Once one brother does chalitza to the other woman, and the other guy did chalitza to both women, so he can marry the second woman as Yibum. But only if the chalitza was done first. In Kadmu v'Kansu, what happens if the two second brothers, right, after the first brother did chalitza to both, the second guy's brothers married the two girls, like we learned before, you don't have to divorce them, because only rabbinic, and therefore would they allow. But dafke michletz v'hada yibumim, that's only if they did chalitza and then did the yibum. But aval yibumim v'hada michletz, but if one guy did yibum first and then chalitza, just like in the other case, then you have to divorce. Why? The kapogim yivam l'shuk. It might be that he's transgressing the sin of marrying a girl that was supposed to do yibum with the other guy. In other words, if he did yibum first, maybe that's not the girl.
How could he do yibum?
Huh?
And then do chalitza?
No. If one guy marries one girl, the two brothers, one guy marries Rachel, and the other brother does chalitza with Leah. You can't. Because maybe, no, because maybe Leah, Rachel, is the second brother's wife.
So they both have to do chalitza.
Yeah, or one chalitza, and then the other brother can marry the
one
girl.
One chalitza to both women, and the other one does
chalitza. So the single brother does chalitza to both women. The second brother
does chalitza
to one,
and the other one
can marry the girl.
Could he marry both?
No.
In the olden days?
No. Because the wife and her sister.
Other sisters.
Okay.
Why does Gemara talk about doing Yibum and then doing Chalitza? In the previous case.
Because in those days they did Yibum.
No, I understand, but you're going to do Yibum and then do Chalitza?
Not to the same woman.
Oh, to the other one.
The other brother to the other. No, you can't. If you marry the woman, you have to give her a get. You can't.
No, if you did yibum with her, you can't. What's the point of doing chalitza with the same person?
You can't.
You can't. You're not allowed to.
No, it doesn't do anything.
You can't divorce the yibum of.
You can divorce and not with chalitza.
Okay. Has to be a divorce.
Has to be a get. Once you marry the yibum.
It's
okay. This is the last case that the Gemara is going to bring. In this case, the Gemara is going to refute Rava with. And say the Allah is a Kabbayah. Tashma, come, I'll bring your proof. It says like this. The Tanya Tevyumi, you think this case is crazy? This is even a crazier case. Lezecha Misha Banim, Ulezecha Misha Banis. Reuven has five sons, Shimon has five daughters. Oh boy. Ba'amad, and one of the guys said like this. Echad mi b'nei secha, mekudeshes le'echa mi banai. One of your daughters, that means the guy has five sons.
Anyone?
Reuven has five sons. 1 second. And Shimon has five daughters. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, one of your five daughters, one of them, is Mekudeshes to one of my sons. Now we don't know which girl and which boy. We just know one of five is married to one of five. So what's the din? Kol achas ve'achas tzricha chamisha gitten. Each man has to give each woman a get.
That's a lot of five gets.
Each man has to give five gets. There's 25 gitten going on here.
Can the fathers
no.
such a deal behind the scenes?
The father can make kedushin for his daughter under bas mitzvah. So you need a lot of trees. You need. Each man has to give each woman a get, so each man has to give five gitten. Now, meis echad mehem, What happens if one of these five boys died? Now the problem is, was he really the husband that you need Yibum or Chalitza? If he's not the husband, then you don't need anything. But we don't know who the husband is. So therefore the Mishnah says, Kol achas v'achas, each woman would need four gittin and Chalitza from each one of the surviving brothers. In other words, one brother is dead. One of the five is dead. So you're left with four boys and five girls. So each girl needs a get and chalitza from each one. Right, because we don't know who's whom. Okay. What do you see from here? That this kedushin, though, is valid. Because you need a get. So Gemara's question is, according to Rava, this should not be a valid kedushin at all, because it's midlay nimsru labia, you can't live with any of them. So why does you need five gets and five chalitzas and five everything? Rava should say it's not a good kedushin. And he says, so before we answered, the case was that they knew and then they forgot. So Gemara said, but here you can't answer that. V'chi teima. And if you're going to say the case over here is speaking, that they recognized him at the beginning and then they didn't, you can't. Because the Braisa says, ha'achas mibnei secho la'acha mibanai k'toni. What does the man say, this old crazy guy? One of your daughters to one of my sons. But we never knew which one it was. So you can't say they knew and did it. Because what did the guy say? One of your daughters to one of my sons.
So he forgot too.
So it's not valid to begin with.
It's not valid. According to Rava, it shouldn't be valid.
One second.
So Gemara says, Tiyuvta the Rava. Tiyuvta, Rava is refuted. And the Gemara says, V'hilchase kaivase da'abaya, and aloha is like abaya, v'yal kagam. Meaning like this. There's a rule in the Shas. Whenever there's an argument abaya and Rava, and there's hundreds of them, throughout Gemara. The Gemara says the halacha is always like Rava, except in six cases, which the acronym is Yal Kagam, and this is one of the cases. The Kuf stands for Kedushin Shleidim Suru Labiyah. These are the six cases: Yud, Ayin, Lamed, Kuf, Gimel, Mem. No, in these cases. Yal Kagam, and in fact, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis over here. What does the Lamed stand for? Okay, whatever. But bottom line is, in this case, the Gemara rules clearly like Abaya, that Kedushin Shleinim Suru Labia, even though it's not a good Kedushin that you can live with the person, the Kedushin is still valid. And therefore, in this case, you need five gets, 16 chalitzas, 15, whatever. Whatever you need, you need.
In this case, how could the father make kedushin for his son?
For his daughter on the bed.
For his daughter, yeah.
The father accepted it as a shliach of the son.
But the son knew that?
The five sons, this is what the Mepharshim write, each one of the five sons made their father a shliach to do kedushin for them.
To anyone they desire.
Yeah. Anyone the father sees fit.
They do need the kidney.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Even though you don't know, is it valid?
It's
not valid?
No, Abaya holds it is valid. That loch is like Abaya.
And again, why is it valid?
Because the Kedushin is still a Kedushin, even though it's not shaykh to live with either of them. With any of them. Right. Right.
What was the case here? The father married one of the sons to one of the daughters.
Right.
So what if he knew which one it was and then he forgot as well?
No, but that's not the case. The Gemara says the case is, the guy didn't say a particular daughter. He says, one of your daughters.
If they designated and both of them forgot, it would have been the same case.
It would be the same case. Right. But that's not the lashon of the Braisa. The text of the Braisa is not saying that. The text of the Braisa is saying that the Taka didn't know. He never knew.
Oh, so that, therefore it refutes Rava's claim that they knew.
Right.
Forgot.
Correct.
What it is?
Yes. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is also the crazy case. A guy went over to five women. Remember, the Mishnah said the case. A guy went over to five women, and here, it was five women, two of them were sisters. He gave them, no, this is very important for the Gemara, for the Gemara coming. Five women, two of them were sisters. He comes over to them, he gives them a basket of figs. It was theirs, Shemitah year. Remember? Shemitah year. It belonged to them. And he says, one of you are, all of you are Mekudeshes to me. So the Mishnah said, everybody's Mekudeshes except the two sisters. Okay? Okay. Now, the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav, Rav said like this. Shema minam yasnisin arba. From our Mishnah, we can learn out four halachas. But, Nokid Rav beyadi tlas. Rav only accepted three of the halachas. In other words, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said that from this Mishnah, you can learn out four halachas. But only three. Hello. So they said there's five laws you can learn. Five laws you can learn from it. I mean four. But Rav only held of three. That means the other one he disagreed with. What are the four cases? Number one, Shema Mino Amekadesh Bepeiros Shvius Mekudeshes. If somebody does Kedushin with Peiros of Shemitah, okay, even though seemingly Shemitah is free for all, okay, nevertheless, the fact that you're taking it, it becomes yours, and you acquire it. So even though Shemitah has a certain kedusha to it with the fruits, but the fact that it's ownerless, by you picking it up, you become the owner of it, and therefore it's a good kedusha. Yeah, but if it's also bano, it's not shavuot pruta. If a guy comes to a woman with a loaf of bread on Pesach, comes Pesach, he takes a bagel and says, "Areat mukadash asli be bagel zu kadash meishav Yisrael." Is it a good kedushin?
No. Or a stolen thing.
The bagel's still $2, or about a dollar, whatever it cost.
But you can't sell it. There's no monetary value.
It's ase bahano. Ase bahano means, and this is interesting, Dr. Rebbe uses the expression, "Eina shalei ma klal." Something which is forbidden to benefit from is ownerless. It's not yours. It's my bread. Something which is forbidden to benefit from, if a guy comes and steals it from me, bread on Pesach, or let's say, chas v'sholom, a Jew who eats bread on Pesach, yeah? Steals the bread from me. Does he have to pay me?
He doesn't
have to pay me.
The bread's not his either.
Well, he's eating it.
He might eat it, yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying, but okay, so that's number one. If it's always paid a shvius mekudesh. Secondly, kitcha begezel, and this is interesting, Allah. If you do kedushin with a stolen item, ain't a mekudeshes. Afilo begezel dida. Even if it is stealing belongs to her. That means, I come over to a woman, she has this Gemara, this book, yeah? I steal it from the woman, and then I give it back to her and say, Arat Mukadeshisli. So there's a reason to think, we'll soon see this in the Gemara, maybe it's a good Kedusha, because the woman's happy that she's getting back her Gemara. She's getting back her object. So maybe that's worth money. So Rav says, no. Even if it's gazel dida, even if he stole it from the woman herself, it's not a good kedusha. How do we see this in the Mishnah? Because what does it say in the Mishnah? That because it was Shemitah and it was theirs, it's not stolen. Because Shemitah is Hefker. which means if it wouldn't be Shemitah, but it would be their object, you can't do Kedusha with a stolen object.
Do you learn a stolen object, once you steal something, you become responsible?
We're going to see that soon. So the Gemara said, no, responsible, yeah.
Not owner, you don't own it.
It depends. If the owner gave a pope and it changed possessions, then you did it yours.
If a Ghana steals bread on Pesach, a Jewish bread, steals it, but he doesn't eat it, he doesn't benefit from it, he just stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an aver in this? Because it's ownerless, to this guy and to this guy. He doesn't do anything.
No, it's not true. If you buy bread on Pesach, you're getting a sin.
It's an avera that he owns it. It's value.
But stealing is not different than buying it. You're getting ownership of it. You're taking ownership of it.
But you're saying that anything that's assured to have is ownerless.
Yeah, but if somebody buys chametz, in other words, chametz that I own before Pesach,
yeah.
Okay, is ownerless. But if I buy it during Pesach, I own it.
So the person steals it, it's also...
Right, he's stealing, is like buying it without money. stealing is buying it without money. What do you think stealing is?
Actually
yeah. Okay, and the Gemara...
Can you do a mikdash with that also?
No. So the Gemara says, Mimai. From where do we learn this out, that a stolen object is no good? So he says, because it says in the Brais, the Mishnah, Shelohem Haisa, the fig belonged to the women... But shall shviya saisa. It was Shemitah. What does Shemitah make it? Ownerless. Therefore, when he did it, it wasn't really theirs, because, but if it would be theirs and he stole it, then it wouldn't be good. Like he says, time of the shviya is the only reason why it's good, because it's shviya. The hefker what's ownerless and free for all, therefore whoever takes it gets it. Hard to shav shnei shavua, but if it would be any other year, not Shemitah, it would be stolen goods, it wouldn't be a good kedusha. Okay? So far, Rav says like this. Number one, if you do kedusha with perish shvius, it's mekadeshes. Secondly, if you steal it, it's not mekadeshes. Okay? Thirdly, shma mino, isha nasa shliach lechaveta, a woman could become an agent to accept kedushin for another woman, even though she's becoming her rival. What does this mean? The Gemara, the Mishnah Yevamos says, the first Mishnah Yevamos, when a guy would marry two wives, the wives hated each other. Obviously, competition for the attention and for everything else. It's competition. So they are called a tzara, a problem. That's what they're called, tzaris. Tzaris, saying. They're called a tzara in singular tongue. Now, the case of the Mishnah was, this guy came over to five women, two happened to be sisters, but they're out of the picture, and he does kedushin. Now, the Mishnah said, one of them accepted the kedushin for the others. That means, she became a shliach, for the first, second, and third. The fourth and fifth of the sisters, they're out. First, second, and third, one girl accepted the kedushin for all of them. That means she's becoming a shliach of the other two, even though the kedushin is going to be valid for all three of them. So they're actually becoming rivals. Nevertheless, it's a good kedushin.
Why would you think that you wouldn't be
kedushin? Huh?
Because of the
rival? Yeah, the marshal. It goes to, they bring down over here, a woman's capacity is limited with respect to rival wives. The court is generally obliged to accept the woman's testimony that a certain man died and his wife could remarry. The Gemara says, if a woman comes, normally a woman is not a kosher witness, nothing personal, but whatever. But if a woman comes and says, Reuven died, okay, you believe her, and Reuven can remarry. But if the woman is giving testimony, is a co-wife of the woman that she wants to testify, she's not believed. She hates her rival so much, she'll lie. And therefore, the Chacham are not going to believe her as a witness. because they hate each other so much, she'll lie, even though she's going to hurt herself by it. She's willing to hurt herself just to mess up. You know, like Tomei Snafshi and Plishtim, that Shimshin said, I'll die with the Plishtim, I don't care. So the Mishnah is telling us, but to be a shliach for the Kedushin, that she could do. Okay. And the last thing is, okay, so these three dinim, Rav accepted. Meaning, number one, you could do Kedushin with Peiros HaShviyas. If you do Kedushin with stolen goods, it's no good. The reason it's good in the Mishnah, because it would Shemitah merit their Hefker. And the third din of the Mishnah, we learn a woman could be a shliach for her friend. So the Gemara says, what is the fourth? What is the fourth case of the Mishnah? He says, Kedushin Shei Masudin Labiya. L'chayda, this case is again the similar case of the arguing Abai and Rava. Right? What does the Mishnah say? It's a valid Kedushin for the three. Right? He only did Kedushin with one of them. Right? No, I'm sorry. The sisters, the three Amukadeshes, the sisters are out of the picture because he can't marry either of them because we don't know which one it is. So you see, that was the fourth halacha, like Abaya, that it is a good Kedushin. No, like Rava, that it's not a good Kedushin. That's why they're not included in the Kedushin. The Mishnah says everybody's Mukadeshes except the two sisters. Right?
All right.
Which is really what Rava holds. So the Gemara says, why can't Rav include this? He said, Mishum de Misabkali Ikabai Kirov. Rav didn't know if the Allah is a Kabai or Rav, that it is a good Kedushin or not. He said, leave me out of this Mishnah. I don't, because the way the Gemara learns that they, how did the Gemara answer the question? Because he knew which one of the two it was, and then he forgot. So therefore, the Gemara says L'Poyel that Rav from our Mishnah with the case, you could learn out three dinim. The truth is you could learn out the fourth din. But the truth is not like Abaya, like Rava, but Allah is anywhere like Abaya we just learned.
How come Allah is like Rava most of the time?
It
was a Hilinik?
No.
They were both chavrusas.
They're very close friends. Year. They're very good friends. Okay.
They were Amorim, right?
Yeah, the funny thing is Rav was the first of the Amorim. Abai and Rava were closer to the end. But it doesn't mean Abai and Rava. It means this thing of Abai and Rava El-Pearl argued about it in practical setting, but this question was already earlier.
They lived at the same time, Rava and
Rava. Abai and Rava lived in the same time, but not
the Machlokes was an old Machlokes.
Right.
They were the last of the Amoraim?
Second to the last. Ravina and Ravashi were after them.
And they were the ones who wrote the Gemara?
Yes, they were the ones that wrote the Gemara.
So if the Machlekes was such an old Machlekes, how come it was settled by Rav and Abaye? It was just settled then. That's when it was settled?
Right.
Were they relatives?
Huh?
Rabba raised Abaye, right?
Rabba raised Abaya, but Rava didn't.
It was their teacher.
Right.
Was there any relation between Abaya and Rava?
No. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Kisolek Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Zeira first lived in Bavel, then he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Amel HaShmaitz HaKayim Rav Yechon. He said, Rav said a din that if you do Kedusha with stolen goods, it's no good. Remember, Rav said you learn this out from the Mishnah. Amaleis, Rab Zeira told this to Rab Yechanan. Rab Yechanan heard the words, he says, Mi Amar Rav Hachi? Did Rav say such a thing? Which seemingly implies that Rab Yechanan said, what, is he crazy? How do you say such a thing? Yeah? Rav said, if you do kedusha with stolen goods, it's no good. Comes Rav Zera to Eretz Yisrael, said, hey, guess what? You know what Rav said? If you do kedusha, so Rabbi Yechon said, Rav said such a thing? So the Gemara says, 1 minute, vuhul oy amar. Rabbi Yechon also says that. The Amar Rabbi Yechon says, God of Linus Yahshua Bailim, if somebody stole property and the owner didn't give up hope yet, Shneim ein yechelim mahakdish. Both of them cannot make it hegdish. The case is very simple. A guy, I steal something from you. You didn't give up hope yet. Okay? I go and make it hegdish. I'm such a holy guy. I steal something and then make it hegdish. Not kedush, and hegdish. So the din is, I can make it hegdish and you can't make it hegdish.
You mean the owner?
Make it giving over to the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't because you didn't give up hope yet. So it's not mine. And you can't. Why can't you? Vizel if he's shayna b'shusay. It's not in his domain. If I steal it from you, I have it, not you. How can you make active something you don't have? Okay? What do you steal? What do you see? Rabbi Yechon clearly says that if you steal something, it's not yours. So of course he can't do kedushin to a woman. I can't come over to take your book and do kedushin with a woman. It's not going to work. Right? So Gemara is asking, why does Rabbi Yechon seem to say, Rav says that? And he himself says the same thing. So Gemara says, you're right. He was shocked that Rav agreed with him. He says, "Mi amar Rav Kavasi? Does Rav really agree with me?" But because,
well, he wasn't sure about his own halacha.
No, he was sure about his own halacha.
So was he shocked that somebody else says?
He didn't think Rav would agree with him in this thing.
Because usually it was his rival.
Usually, Rav and they were all Tamidim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, by the way. Rav learned first under Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in Eretz Yisrael, Shmuel and Rav, and then he moved to Bavel. But they were contemporaries with Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin and Rish Lakish were in Eretz Yisrael. Rav and Shmuel were the same, you know, same guy, same group, same, the colleagues.
Why aren't they
Tanaim? Because they were students of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
So two general Rabbi
Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was
his student.
Rav Ashi?
No.
No, 10 generations later. Sometimes the Gemara says Rav Tana Upalik. Sometimes the Gemara says Rabbi Yechon is a Tana. Once or twice in Shas, the Gemara says Shmuel was a Tana. But that's it. I mean, officially they weren't Tanoim.
I was thinking
no,
these were the first of the Amoraim. Rav Ashi was the last of the Amoraim.
Rav Ashi was the last of the Amoraim. So it was a whole different story. Okay, we'll just start this because Meitzel, I'll ask you a question. It says in so basically Rav and Rabbi Yechon are both saying you cannot do kedusha with stolen goods. Correct? So Gemara says, it says in a Braisa, if a guy did kedusha with a woman, with robbery, extortion, or thievery, or shechot of salam miyada, a guy grabbed a coin from the woman's hand and gave it back to her and did kedushin, the Braisa says mukadeshes. Mamish, the opposite of what we just said. Rav and Rabbi Yechon both said you can't do kedusha with stolen goods. Here it says clearly, if you get an object stealing it, Sigmara says begazel dido. It was stolen from the bride itself. Meaning, and this is different than Rav said before, but again, we're going to...
She's
going to be happy to get it back. But another guy stolen goods, she's not... It's going to get taken away from her anyway. If I steal something from you and give it to the woman, you're going to come to the woman and get it back.
That's blackmail.
Extortion.
Extortion.